Today is also, as we mentioned, Rav Avadia Yosef, Azkara, your site, 70 your site. And so the Limud Shabili Luni Shvador, we're learning his Tshuvot. Shalom Rav Avadia Chavedat, Chela Gimel, Siman Tei Aleph. The question's fascinating for what it doesn't include. The question he gets asked is, during the Ve'idat Kahir, when they were making peace with Egypt, is it permissible for reporters to travel to Egypt to cover the conference? To cover the meeting, is it acceptable for them to travel to Egypt, or are you not allowed to travel to Egypt? What's most fascinating is what he doesn't address, so I'll get to that after. Why would you think? Because the Rambam writes explicitly, Mutav liskon b'chol ha'olam. You can live anywhere you want. Chutz me'eretz Mitzrayim. Not allowed to live in Egypt. Min hayam ha'gadol ad ha'ma'arav k'neged eretz kush ha'midbar gives you the parameters. Where? Hakol asur l'yashev sham. May not live there. U'vishlosha mekamot yisira torah salos u'mitrayim. There are three psukim that say don't do this. And he quotes them, "V'lo yeshiv et Amitzrayim," and he says, "Lo tosif v'noshuv v'zerach hazeod, v'tivcha et Amitzrayim, lo tosif od lirota, and lo tosif v'lirotam." Okay.
But he himself lived there.
Yeah. So we're gonna have to deal with that in the problem. Not only he himself, Rav Avadia Yosef was the rabbi in Kahir for a long time. He doesn't mention that anywhere that you, which is fascinating. I don't know who had the gall to ask him. Meaning he himself lived there. He went there, Rav Avadia Yosef, and he went there voluntarily. So who had?
He was born in
Baghdad. He grew up in Yerushalayim, and he went in like in 47, 48. He went to Mitzrayim. He was there for a number of years. He went willingly as a job. The Rambam. So we'll have to get to the. So the Rambam says don't live there. Now it's basically Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to live there. It says three times, and he says, and the Yerushalmi says three times the Jews tried to go back, and they were wiped out. Fascinating. The Gemara in Sukkah says, Gemara in Sukkah, Bavli, Yehudei Alexandria, they were living in a lot of luxury, and they were all killed. Now, the Machloka is exactly in the Girsa, what is exactly Alexander Mukdon, or Tarchinus. Okay, but they were all wiped out. Okay, so this is bad. Now, the question is, okay, but we have Jewish communities in Mitzrayim. The Rambam himself lived in Mitzrayim. There's a big flourishing community in Mitzrayim for many, many, many hundreds of years. The Rambam lives in Mitzrayim. That's what we mentioned. Correct, but the Rambam who said not allowed to, the Rambam lived there. So, okay, there's a Sefer Kaftor Vaferach, and Kaftor Vaferach is written by one of the later Rishonim, who himself actually travels to Eretz Yisrael. Fascinating person, the Kaftor Vaferach. He says, yeah. Now, he writes, Shamati Mitzrayim Mipi Arav Rabbi Shmuel, Mibnei Banav Shel Rambam, one of the Rambam's descendants, that the Rambam, whenever he would sign letters, he would sign, Ani Akotev Over Bechol Yom B'Shlos Alavin. That the Rambam would write at the bottom, I'm living here and I'm violating the halakha. So, first of all, really? The Rambam's like the Mr. Halakha. Like, really? He was violating the halakha? Secondly, even if you were, what, are you proud of it? You sign? What kind of person are you? You sign, I'm violating? Thirdly, we have letters of the Rambam. None of them say this. So like, maybe we don't have all the letters, but A, it's hard to believe he did it. And B, even if he did it, why are you advertising? And even if, we don't have any of these letters, it doesn't exist. We don't have this, so many people say it can't be. Okay, fine, he didn't say that. So how do you live in Mitzrayim? He's the one who told you not to. The Ritva asks, so the Ritva, one of the Rishonim also, he knew the Rambam lived in Mitzrayim. So the Ritva gives two answers. He says, maybe, no. It means you're not allowed to live in the cities in Mitzrayim where the Mitzrim lived. But now they're different places. Okay, these aren't the same places that they used to live in antiquity. These are new places. Okay, or that's option A. So he says, okay, so and in fact, the Mari Kass, Rav Yaakov Kastro writes, that Kahir is a different place. It was never... Kahir is a modern city, it's not the old city. Fine, it's a different city. But Alexandria is the example in the Gemara. Alexandria is the example in the Gemara that they were killed, they lived there, and they weren't allowed to, and they died. So Alexandria is definitely a sewer. And this whole thing, Kahir, not, I mean, the pyramids are like outside, I mean, we know people live there. So the Ritva gives another answer, maybe it's only Asur to live in Mitzrayim when the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael. When we have an established Medina, we have an established country in Eretz Yisrael, so then you're not allowed to live in Mitzrayim. But when we're in the Galut, so So the galut, okay, you have to live outside. You have to go wherever you want. Whether you like the answer or not, it's irrelevant. Because the Rambam is writing in the year 1100. It's definitely in galut, whenever he's writing it. I mean, the Rambam is writing Bizman Hazeh, that you're not allowed to live there. So the Ritva's answer won't help for the Rambam. The Rambam says, even today you're not allowed to live there. So we're still stuck. Meaning, first of all, even if Kahir is a different place, let's pretend. Alexandria is not. And certainly the Rambam holds it applies to Zman Hazeh. So what are you going to... You have to get... What's the excuse? It sounds like an individual. A surely scone. You're not allowed to live there.
Meaning that
it doesn't say that you're not allowed to live there.
Yeah, but Rambam has his own reason. The reason for the Rambam is he wants to take the Jews over there. He is not doing by choice. He refused.
It doesn't say that anywhere.
Yeah, he said it himself.
So he doesn't know. So we don't have from the Rambam at all. We don't have from the world. Get there. What are the explanations of the Rambam? So Rabbeinu Bachya writes, No. What's the pasuk say? Lo tosifun lashuv baderech hazeh od. You don't, shouldn't follow that path back to Mitzrayim. What's the derech? From Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. The only prohibition is to go from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim. The Rambam went from Spain. Not a problem. Meaning it's only a problem to move from Israel to Mitzrayim. Which is, explains the Rambam, but now you have a question, Rav Avadia Yosef. Meaning, Rav Avadia Yosef went to Mitzrayim from Eretz Yisrael. I don't know how he went. He definitely didn't. Going back.
But this
Rabbeinu Bachya. He's one of the Rishonim. This Rabbeinu Bachya, though, he's saying it's Baderech Hazeh. Okay, that's one answer. Second answer, he says, no. It's not a mitzvah ledorot. It's only a mitzvah leshaah. It doesn't apply forever. We see that sometimes there are mitzvot in the Torah that only apply to Zman HaTorah. Like, for example, Shlomo HaMelech didn't live in Mitzrayim. He didn't live in Mitzrayim. He married her. He moved her to him.
But he sent also people from
Israel. That's Ethiopia. And that was, I mean, and they were of the... Yeah, he's not... Fine. So he said, maybe it only applies to... I mean, we have mitzvot that only apply... You know, in the when they're in the desert, right? So, for example, not to leave the man overnight. Torah says, don't leave the man. There's no man. There's no overnight. Build a miskan. There's no miskan. There's none of it. Doesn't apply. The problem is that's a big challenge. Really? The Rambam though says Bizman Hazeh. The Rambam's writing Bizman Hazeh. You're stuck with the Rambam. So the Mordechai writes, well, maybe we have this concept. Basan Chiriv who bilbelet haolam. When Sancheriv came, he mixed up everybody. And Ammon is not Ammon, and Moab is not Moab, and Amalek is not Amalek. You're not allowed to marry someone from Ammon, Moab, and Amalek. Okay, but those countries don't exist anymore. The people are different. The people are messed up. They're in Bechaya saying, oh, it's the people. The people there were bad. It's not the location. It's the people you're not allowed to. But the Rambam is writing later. The Rambam is writing after Sancheiriv. Not only that, the Gemara in Sukkah about Anshe Alexandria, that's in the time of the second Beit HaMikdash. That's also after Sancheiriv. So, the fact that the people got mixed up is irrelevant. It's Mitzrayim. You're not allowed to live there.
The people who left Israel after the murder of Bezaliah was ever left. They went all to Egypt.
But you're not allowed to. So the Pre-Chadas also has a defense. Now, he doesn't tell you the Pre-Chadas lived in? Yeah, Mitzrayim. So the Pre-Chadas says, no, it's only when it was the old Mitzrayim. Only the old Mitzrayim, because that says in the Pasuk, Maaseh Eretz Mitzrayim, they were so corrupt and bad, don't live there. But Bizman Hazeh, it's okay. Remember, he lived there. He's like, yeah, but the Gemara in Sukkah seems to indicate that it's not allowed. The Gemara in Sukkah is talking about after the second Beit HaMikdash. So, yeah. He's like, yeah, that's a difficult question.
And he's arguing with the Rambam.
Well, no, both the Rambam and the Pre-Chadash lived there. He's like, he also pointed out, it doesn't answer the Rambam. The Rambam says, Bizman Hazeh
Asur. So he's
yeah, although he's following the Rambam example and living in Mitzrayim, so it's interesting. So what do you do? So they say, no, he found the Tshuva of the Day Hashiv. Now, Rav Adi finds the Tshuva of the Day Hashiv. You're right. Bizman Hazeh, it's okay. It's not the same Egyptians. What about the Gemara in Sukkah? So he says, no, you have to understand the history of the Jews in Alexandria. The history of the Jews in Alexandria that they were punished was because they left after the destruction of the first Beit HaMikdash, they moved to Alexandria. And they lived there. And then it was Asur. So Sancheirev only came later. So many, many years later, that Tehillah was destroyed because their forefathers did the wrong thing. Okay, but we don't do that. Hashem doesn't punish the great-great-grandchildren for what the great-great-grandparents did. It doesn't work like that. But they didn't. Now it's, I mean, they didn't. You can't. But now you're allowed to live in Alexandria. So he says, Kasheh, how do you do that? How do you do that? It doesn't make any sense. So the Radvaz has a tshuva about this. Now the Radvaz also lives in Mitzrayim. Interestingly, the Radvaz says, no. The only problem is when you want to move there in order to live there permanently. As long as you don't live there, that's okay. So his problem is, what about Yom Tov Sheni? You have to hold Yom Tov Sheni, because if an Israeli comes here for vacation, so he only does one day Yom Tov, because he's going back to Israel. So if you're telling me that they're living in Mitzrayim, not permanently, and that's why it's okay, they should all only hold one day of Yom Tov. Now, there's a Kehillah there for hundreds of years. He's like, no, they all are not living there permanently, and therefore it's acceptable. And that seems to be the answer. They asked the Radvaz on the Rambam. When the Rambam writes, don't live in Mitzrayim, the Radvaz has a commentary to the Rambam. He's like, what about the Rambam himself? So he says, he lived there for a long time. He didn't just go for a day or week. He's like, no, they forced him to stay, and da-da-da-da-da, and he was a doctor, and they forced him to stay. I know, Ravadi chose to go, they all chose to go there. I understand that. So I think that's his excuse. I think that's what he's doing. He doesn't ask it himself. He doesn't say, oh, and what did I do? He doesn't mention that he lived in the tribe at all. You have no idea. You have no idea that the Prichadas or the Radas, you have no idea that any of these people did.
You know the expression that he says the most temporary, that's the most permanent.
Yes. Okay, so here, Ravadi, though, might tell you he went down to be the rabbi for a short time. Okay, fine. I don't know what the Rambam would have told you. That didn't happen back in the day. They were unclear. He says, in the end of the day, it's mutar. You know, they asked the Rabbi Meshulam Ross, he quotes, should I call me Vaser? Maybe we should make a halakha. You're not allowed to go to Germany. After World War II, you shouldn't be allowed to go to Germany. Because that's what they did. So he's like, look, I'm not saying you should go. But you don't make a new halakha. You know why? It's going to be too hard for people to follow. You see, he says, that even Mitzrayim, where the Torah says don't go, the Rabbanim had to find a heter because it was almost impossible not to live there. So he says, it's fine. And the question was asked, what about the reporters? The reporters are just going for a conference. They're not planning even on living there. They're not planning on staying there. They're going for a couple of days. That, he says, is for sure acceptable. That's for sure acceptable. Certainly anyone going for a short period of time. I remember when I was learning in Eretz Yisrael, the U.S. ambassador to Egypt was a firm guy from Silver Spring, Maryland. And so a bunch of people, so he lived there, but maximum 8 years, because every 8 years, they switch ambassadors, because when you switch presidents, you can't keep the ambassador, you have to change them. And so he also, even though there was the State Department has a set of kosher dishes, the whole kitchen was kosher, everything in the whole ambassador's place was kosher, because they're from guy. But he was only there for a maximum of 8 years, I don't think he even did the full 8 years. And Ravadi says, therefore it's okay. I'm assuming he'll say that's what he did also. He doesn't address his own situation here, nobody asked him, but I'm assuming he would say that's the reason.